Blog Talk Radio.
Say that again. I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor. Say you have been touched. Put your hand on them. Say you have been touched. Changed. Healed. Say this. Totally free from sin. Say that again. Totally free from
I'm not afraid of the dark.
I've come alive because of you. I've been restored. I've been renewed. I've come alive because of you. I'm trying to get you to confess it. Come on. I've been
ladies and gentlemen all around the world, welcome to Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, your host is going to be Evangelist Jackie Mays. Ladies and gentlemen, she'll be coming up shortly. We got another song and a few announcements, but you better give God some praise for what he's doing right now. Yeah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't praise God enough, but we thank God for you joining us now and those who will be joining us later as well. Thank you so much for joining us on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Once again, our wonderful host tonight is going to be Evangelist Jackie Mays, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, that number you guys have been tweeting out, email, faxing out, and Instagram, all the above, all the social media, right? Hey, the number is 347-843-4559. That number, 347-843-4559. 843-4559 is that number. I want you at least send it out to 10 people right now while you're on the phone. Y'all can text at least 10 people right in the family. 347-843-4559. Of course, those on internet as well. Thank you so much for joining us. We've just posted this all on the network as well. And we're going to have a lot of folks listening live and, of course, later on as well. So welcome again to Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. I hope y'all excited. A lot going on, but you gotta stay excited anyway. Amen. Hey, one more time, ladies and gentlemen, before we bring on Evangelist Jackie Mays, ladies, after the song, 347 is the number, 347-843-4559. All right. One more song, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll bring up Evangelist Jackie Mays right after this. God bless you.
Oh God. This is our prayer tonight. Purify our hearts, Lord. Purify our hearts, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. The Bible demonstrates this in Joshua chapter 6, that there was a kingdom sound. And when the people of God lifted up their voices together, something supernatural began to happen. We're not going to shout in this moment, but I just need you to raise up your voice and just, oh my God. Somebody worship until you feel the glory settling. Somebody open your mouth. Don't wait to hear what your neighbor's going to say. They don't need what you need. Throw your hands up, open your mouth until you feel the glory. I prophesy that the glory is about to settle down. I prophesy that the glory is about to settle down. I feel God responding to our corporate cry. You say this, settle down. You gotta say it out of your own mouth. Say it, say, settle down.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the land, this is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with evangelist Jackie Mays. I love it. Amen. God bless you. We trust that you're having a great day. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559. That number, 347-843-4559. Let's get the Lord a hand clap of praise as we bring up Evangelist Jackie Mays.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. We thank God once again, hallelujah, for another day. Another day, glory to God. What an awesome thing to see another day in this day and time. Amen. So we thank God for this day. Truly, we thank God. For this day, many are not here to see. Yes, many are not here to see this day. But hey, we still on this side of the dirt, and we want to give our God praise. We want to give Him thanks. We don't take it for granted that He decided to lead us here today. Amen. And so if we are here on this planet, then He has a purpose for us being here, and we just want to take a few moments and just praise His name. We want to take a few moments and just give Him glory, because He and He alone deserves all of the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for Him. We bless Him. We praise Him. We honor Him. We reverence Him. He is the Lord, our God. He is the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the ruler over everything. He is the God that created all of the heavens and all of the earth. He is the God that has overcome the world, my God. He is the God, the Prince of Peace, our strength, our Lord, our healer, our Savior, our protector, our provider. He is our God, my God, and He is so worthy. So worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I give honor unto Him tonight. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us tonight. And we want to welcome you to Straight to the Point. Amen. If this is your first time coming to Straight to the Point, or maybe you haven't been here in a very long time, we want to welcome you. And we want to let you know that Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast which deals with real issues. It deals with your issues. It deals with my issues. It deals with the issues of the nation, the issues of the world that we're dealing with today. Amen. And we just thank God for a real broadcast dealing with the real. Amen. Right where we are today, that's what this broadcast is about. It deals with right where we are today. And so we thank God for Straight to the Point. And once again, we want to welcome you. We thank God for the visionaries of Straight to the Point, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Amen. And we bless God for her tonight. And my name is Evangelist Jacqueline Mays, and I will be standing in her stead tonight, which I find a very honorable privilege to be able to be considered to be in this place tonight. So I thank God for that. We also thank God for Dr. Bond. Amen. The baddest, I'm telling you, radio broadcast in the world. We bless God for you, Dr. Bond, tonight. Thank you so very much for being here. Amen. And we also want to give tribute to our artist tonight, William Murphy. My God, what an anointed voice of God, William Murphy. Amen. That's the song that you heard on tonight. He started off with Your Love. Your Love, William Murphy. Amen. And how many of us know that God's love is unconditional, is everlasting? Listen, ain't nothing that you can do about it to stop Him from loving you. Ain't nothing you can say to stop Him from loving you. Ain't nothing can take place to happen in your life, in this life, and the one to come that'll stop Him from loving us. He has unconditional, everlasting love, not just for me, but for you, 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 and you. Amen. And so we thank God for that. As William Murphy was singing that song, and he was making those confessions and those declarations, you know, the things that have come to me, you know, when he said, I've been touched, I've been changed, I was healed, restored, and renewed. My God, I'm telling you, when I was thinking about the words that he was saying, what was coming to my mind, what is all because of Jesus, that I have been set free. I have been set free. Amen. Somebody needs to say that on tonight. I have been set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then he went on with settle here. Amen. Telling us that God was by our hearts. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need to see you. We are here for you. We're desperate for you. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've seen enough of everything else, and I want to see God. Amen. I mean, you see all kinds of things today, I'm telling you. But I want to be in a place where we can see God more frequently, because I'm not denying the fact that we're seeing him some places, and we're seeing the glory of God, and we're seeing the move of God and the power of God. But, you know, there's a generation that really has not seen the power of God operate fluently and consistently in the earth on today. You know, some of us old schoolers, I may be too young for that, but some of us old schoolers know, and we have seen the power of God, and we have seen, you know, healing and miracles and signs and wonders in great measure. It was the norm. That's what you expected whenever you went to the tent meetings and the outdoor meetings and the revivals. Back then, revivals lasted months, you know, and God would move for months in places. Now you get a 1 or 2 day and don't even see the move of God. You know, don't see lives change. Don't see miracles happen like they should be happening. But I got good news for you. I'm telling you, we're coming into a time now where that's getting ready to be the norm again, to see the power of God move, to see the miracles, to see the signs and the wonders, you know, because as the man of God, William Murphy, was ministering the song, you know, what draws God's presence to a place is worship and acknowledgement of him. And I believe the earth is getting to a place to where we're worshiping the one and true and only God. And that's going to draw his presence back into the earth again, strong like it should be, because everything else is collapsing. Everything else is failing. Everything else that we've trusted in and put our faith in and served, and I'm going to just say it just real because we're on straight to the point. Every other God that we have served is being annihilated. It's being done away with it, and the one and true God is rising up again, amen, in our homes, in our communities, in our churches, in our world. We're not able to get out and be in buildings as often as we would like to, but the presence of the Lord is being stirred up because praying is going on in the homes. You got people praying all over the world that never prayed before. Because of the things that we're facing in the world today, we understand that there are serious issues. There are serious things going on here in the world today, and it is causing people to go to their knees. It is causing people to humble themselves. It is causing people to cry out unto God, because they know we are at a desperate point right now. And because of that, you know, I'm reminded of the story when we got on, when in Acts, when they got on one accord. What happened when they all came on one accord and the unity came? The power of the Holy Ghost fell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's exactly what's about to happen here in the earth. The power of the Lord is about to fall in great measure. Not only is it about to fall, but it's about to settle. Good God Almighty. When you think of the word settle, this is not what I wanted to talk about, but it's good right here. But when you think of the word settle, it's dwell, it's rest, it's stay, you know. And we know the Bible says that praises, God wants to dwell amongst his people through praises. And when we worship him, and when we acknowledge him and reverence him, and we're coming back to that day, I'm telling you, because things are getting shaky here in the earth. Things are getting to a place where they're uncertain. People don't know from one day to the next what is going to take place. And so the only assurity that we have, hallelujah, that cannot be shaken is God, hallelujah. And so people are running back, just like the prodigal son, running back to God, and falling upon their faces and acknowledge and reverence him as king and as Lord. And he sees that, and he's watching that, and that's what's going to cause his glory to come and to settle here on the earth once again. And we will be able to experience the power of the Holy Ghost. We will be able to experience the signs and the wonders in great measure. We will be able to experience the change in people's lives and in their hearts. You know, when the power of God comes, because of the unity. Because of the unity in the earth. Come, because we're getting it right. We're going to line back up. We're coming back in agreement with the word of God, where we have stepped off and steered off and served all of these other gods. Y'all might not want to give me no help here, but I'm telling you, we've served other gods, but God says, I'm bringing it back around to the one and only true God. And when we all come together in unity and begin to worship and praise and honor and reverence and fear the one and only true God, we are going to see such glory in the earth. We're going to see such signs and wonders like never before. Amen. Glory to God, because God is not defeated. Hallelujah. He is not defeated. He is victorious. He has already overcome the world. Hallelujah. God ain't coming back for no defeated church. God ain't coming back for no defeated people. God ain't coming back for no busted and disgusted people. God coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. A strong army in white, purified linen in the name of Jesus. God is coming back for a beautified body, a beautified bride. Hallelujah. That represents him, that represents his kingdom. Of obedience and submissiveness and humbleness and love and kindness and meekness. But not only all of that, but strength and strongness in the faith. Not wavering to the left or the right, but standing strong in the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for his settlement coming here on the earth. I'm telling you, look for things to change drastically in 21. Amen, because of the presence of the Lord upon the earth, because of the glory that's about to rest upon the earth. Why? Because the people will be turning back unto God. Amen, the people will be reverencing God and honoring God, the Almighty God, the one that created all of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for his word tonight. You know, and I'm just reminded of confessions. I'm reminded of his word. I'm reminded tonight of agreement. Amen. Because the Bible tells us that, listen, the Bible tells us that heaven and earth will pass away. Ain't no doubt about it, that the word is true. He said heaven and earth going to pass away. He said, but it's my word that ain't going to pass away. You know, and so that's going to be our most detrimental and most important thing to have. Is the word of God. Nothing else is our priority. Nothing else is more important than the word of God, because everything else don't pass away. We know the word, and we rehearse the word, and we read the word, and we speak the word, you know, because that's what God is going to come in agreement with. He's not coming in agreement with nothing else but his word. He's waiting to hear his word rise up to him from the earth, and then that's what he latches on to and come in agreement with. You know, he even tells us how to speak, and we have to come, we have to reprogram ourselves and learn. I call it speech therapy because, you know, the Bible tells us that we shall have whatsoever we say. Amen. He said the power of life and death is in our tongue, which means it's in our speech, our words. It also tells us that in his word, in Genesis, God talks about, well, if you just read the first book of Genesis, which is the beginning of everything, everything that God did, he created it with his words. He created it with his words. If you just start down and read, and it says, and God said, and everything God said was, everything he said was, because he spoke it. And he said in his words, I made you, and I, in his likeness and in his image. So therefore, he designed us in this, under the same as himself. The same authority. Now, you use that same authority and you speak things, because our words create. Our words create things. I don't care how you try to sum that thing up. Whatever life you got, you best believe your words created that, because we speak things and we just take it for granted and not really pay attention, randomly saying things and not really paying attention to what we're saying, you know, being busy in the day or getting used to so commonly with hearing things, you know. But you got to be careful in this day and hour that what you're hearing, if it's not the word of God, you need to shut your ear gates to it. You need to shut it off. If you're watching TV and ain't speaking the word of God, you really need to shut it off, because all of that is a seedbed. It's getting down in you, and it may not seem like it's no harm right now, but you ever been in a place and something just come out of your mouth and you be wondering, I don't know why I said that, where did that come from? It's been planted in there somewhere. You saw it, you heard it, you listened to it somewhere, and it just went on in, you know. And any seed that's planted, it's going to grow. I don't care what kind of seed it is. It's going to grow, and it's going to bring forth that kind of a fruit. Amen. And so we want to be sure we are planting the word of God in us, so that when our mouths open, that's what comes out of us. Then the Spirit of God in heaven attaches and comes agreement with that word, and it becomes. It becomes. For instance, one thing that the Bible tells us, he said, if you're weak, I don't want you to say that you're weak. I want you to say that you're strong. And when we do that, we come in agreement with his word. So guess what? Now he's obligated to give us strength. Why? Because we just feed him with his word. We just sent the seed of his word into him, and he's coming in agreement with it. He even says, if you're poor, don't say that. Say that you are rich. Because in Mark 11:23, I believe it is, it says, we shall have whatsoever we say. And that's where the enemy has come in so subtly, to have us to speaking death over ourselves, speaking curses over our lives, over our family, over our children. We have to be able to rehearse what the Lord says and only speak that. And it don't matter what's in your face, what you see, what's going on, only speak the word of the Lord, because that's what's going to last. See, that's the one thing that he promised. He says, I'm going to watch my word. Don't worry about me. I'm going to do my part, because the numbers tell us I'm not a man that I should lie. This is God. I'm not a man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I would have to repent. I'm going to watch. I said I was going to watch over my word to make sure that it get performed. That's what I'm going to do, because I'm a king. I keep my word. My word is my reputation. And if he don't keep his word, we don't trust and we don't believe in him. But he said, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you nothing that ain't true. I want you to speak my word. Speak my word, you know. And sometimes it's so easy to get just caught up in randomly speaking and saying things that, you know, you really don't even pay attention to what you're saying. And you think that it had no barrier or whatever. It's just a conversation. I'm just playing, or I'm just joking, or whatever. But the word has gone into the atmosphere, which means it's been planted. It's gone into the atmosphere. You may be just talking to someone. You may be like, girl, I'm broke. Or they may ask you for something. You'd be like, girl, I'm broke. Well, you've just broke your agreement with God, that he said that he would supply all of your needs according to your riches and your glory. But instead of speaking God's word, you went with, I'm broke. So therefore, you don't have any money, and you wonder why you can't find the ends to make them meet. Well, what did you speak? You created your own world. You just spoke, I am broke. But he says in his word, if you're poor, don't say it. Say that you're rich. Say that you're rich. Our confessions make the difference of what's going on in our world. We have the power to create whatever kind of life that we want. But instead, what we do is we create a life we don't want. We say things we don't want. You know, simple things. Listen, like you may just want to call off work, and you'd be like, girl, I'm calling in sick tomorrow. Well, tomorrow comes, you may wake up with a cold when you spoke it over yourself, because of your word is creating your world. We say things like, I don't know what I'm going to make, or I don't know how I'm going to make it this month. Well, the word clearly says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and his glory. Amen. It also tells us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto us. So it is so important that we watch what we are saying. Watch what we're saying. And in order to watch what you're saying, you got to watch what you're thinking. In order to watch what you're thinking, you got to watch what's going on in your heart, because everything's connected. And so that's why he says to meditate on my word day and night. Because if you get that word down in your heart, the Bible says, thy word, Lord, have I hidden in my heart. Why? That I may not sin against thee, that I may not speak curse, that I may not abort what God has for me. Why? Because I'm hiding it in my heart. I'm rehearsing it. I'm reciting it. I'm remembering it. I'm speaking it. I'm confessing it every day. Every day you wake up, confess the word of God. I thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. I thank you that no weapon formed against me, it shall not prosper. I thank you, God, that every tongue that rises against me is already condemned. I thank you, God, that I'm the head, not the tail, the above and not beneath. I thank you, God, that I'm blessed coming, I'm blessed going. I thank you, God, that my children shall rise up and call me blessed. See, that's the kind of stuff that God's coming in agreement with. He ain't coming in agreement with things like, girl, woe is me. I don't know what I'm going to do today. I don't even feel like getting up today. Oh, well, you know, all of that. I'm like, uh-uh. You got to change the way that you think. You got to change your world. You got to change your surroundings, and you got the power. You can do it right in your living room. You ain't even got to leave your house. You know how they're doing right now in the pandemic. They got people working from home. You don't even have to go into the office. Same thing here. You ain't even got to leave your house. You can work this from your home. Just open up your mouth and start speaking the word of God. You can send the word of God way across the world somewhere. Ain't no restrictions with the word of God. None. No limitations. The word goes. God said, I sent my word, good God Almighty, to heal thee. He didn't come. He said, I'm sending my word to do it. Hallelujah. Because his word will never pass away. His word is powerful. His word can go places we will never be able to go. But his word can go our mouth and make right confession. We got to open up our mouth and come in agreement with the word and nothing else. The Bible says, don't be moved by what you see or what you may hear. If it does not line up with the word of God, don't come in agreement with it. Don't speak it. Don't think about it. You know, because we have control even over what we think. We don't have to think about the things that we think about. We got control over even our thoughts. As he tells us in his word, take captivity over every thought. So we can control even our thoughts. Joyce Myers once said, think about what you're thinking about. And take authority even over your thoughts. Take authority over it. Even, we have more authority than we think we have sometimes, I believe. I mean, if we got power of life and death in our tongue, we got power in our words, we can create our world. We got power in our thoughts. We can think about what we want to think about. We have more freedom than we think we have, you know. But we just have to know it. But you're not going to know it if you don't get into the word, because it's in the word. Every answer you need is in the word of God. And it's not just only spiritual things, it's your whole life, your natural life, your spiritual life. Everything about you is wrapped up in that word. Everything. He didn't leave nothing out. Nothing. But we got to pick it up and read it. And we have to read it now while we can. We got to speak it now. We got to get it in our minds and in our hearts now. We got to memorize it now. I think I was talking last week of some ways that helped me memorize. I'll write something 25, 50 times so that I can memorize it. I'll rehearse it. I'll say it, you know, because I want to get it in me where I don't even have to see it. I don't even have to look at it. It's just all in me, and it comes right out of me. But, you know, you have to take the time to do it. In other words, we have to prioritize our life. What's most important? What's really most important here? Because we do a lot of things sometimes that's not important. We're wasting time. We're wasting precious time that we don't get back, you know. And so it's a good thing to kind of do an inventory and go through your life and see what can I eliminate? What can I do without? What's not benefiting me? What's not really that important? And then prioritize. And let's put the most important thing at the top, which is the word of God. Let's put God at the top, and everything else will fall in place. That's why he tells us in Matthew 6:33, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which means his way that he has set up and designed things to be, and the anything. If it's education, if it's money, if it's a relationship, if whatever it is, he said, I already got it. He said, I'll start to add them to you as you keep lining up with the kingdom principles and the kingdom way of living. I'm going to add that stuff so it ain't going, you ain't going to miss it. It's going to show up, but I need you to prioritize. I need you to be putting the kingdom first. I need you to put me first and the way that I do things first, and I'll take care of everything else. Get all messed up, and we start doing things that ain't our responsibility. That's his responsibility. And then we start doing things that he's supposed to do, and then we get overwhelmed, and we get tore down and worn down. But he said, all you got to do is just do things the kingdom way. I'm going to take care of all the other stuff. He told us, I don't want you to even think about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, and when you're going to sleep. I got that under control. That's my responsibility. Yet we'll sit up matchless hours worrying about what we're going to do, what we're going to do, what we're going to do. Just seek the kingdom first, and God will give you the strategy, and he'll give you the word that'll match up with your situation and your issue. Amen. But the most important thing I want you to take away from tonight is your speech. I want you to pay attention to what it is that you are speaking, especially in this season, especially in this season that's coming up. I want you to pay attention to what you are speaking. Your words have power. Your words either going to bring life or they're going to bring death. Your words going to create the life you want, or they're going to create what you don't want. Your words have power. Amen. So you've been listening to Straight to the Point tonight. Amen. And I pray and hope that something was said to you to get down into your spirit and to change your mind, change the way you think, change the way you see things, and give you information that can change your world. Your speech can change. Yo, don't move one time. Don't stop. You speak the word of God till it changes to the word of God. Don't change. Don't be moved from the word of God, because the word of God will not return unto him void. It will accomplish what it is that he sent it to do. He sent it to heal. It will heal. He sent it to deliver. It will. It's going to deliver. You just got to stay consistent on the word. Be persistent. Don't be moved. Don't be moved off that word. Get full of the word of God. Not only full of it, but speak it out of your mouth. Open up your mouth and let the word come out. Because the Bible tells us we overcome by the word of our testimony. So don't be silent. This ain't the time to be silent. You need to be talking, but you need to know what you're talking about. You got to speak the word. Amen. So you've been listening to Straight to the Point. Amen. And we're going to open up the lines for those of you that want to come through and give a comment. Those of you that want to help preach this word, amen. I'm good with that. Those of you that need prayer, we want to open up the lines unto you right now. Dr. Vaughn, we can go ahead and open up the lines.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point for those listening worldwide. And, of course, just joined us as well, Evangelist Jackie Mays is hosting Straight to the Point tonight. Evangelist Mays, you hit about at least five home runs tonight for sure, the word. I love it.
Amen.
Five home runs, ladies and gentlemen, and even more. But I want to just comment about, I want to go on record, and I know you already noticed, Evangelist, and those listening as well. But you got to understand, ladies, there's no God like our God. None. Nobody like him. Ain't nobody. Everything is underneath him. Please understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is underneath him. Everything. We call him little G, you know, little gods and stuff people worship. But they don't really do nothing. They don't do nothing. Even the enemy, the devil, ladies and gentlemen, he's under. You got to understand the devil is overrated, ladies and gentlemen. He's overrated because God is in control of everything. So thank you so much, Evangelist, for letting us know that God is God all by himself, period. Amen. And also, too, I love about the word, too, ladies and gentlemen. We got to watch our words. Words are powerful. I used to believe in Evangelist, you know, they say sticks and stones will break my bones. No, no, no. Words will break your bones, too, if you say them the right way.
Amen.
We got to watch that. Those sticks and stones are not as powerful as words, ladies and gentlemen. You got to understand there's so much things that was told wrong that we believe that we got to start believing the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, and teaching and also expressing the word of God each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. And Evangelist, lastly, before we go to the lines, I wanted to share with the network, because I know we have some new people on the network as well, the Philippians. I know you know this already, Evangelist. Philippians 4 and 8, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to start thinking on some stuff, ladies and gentlemen, change that mindset, God told us already what to do. He gave us some serious clues. Then he says, whatever things are true, come on now. True. Whatever things are honorable.
True.
Come on now. Honorable. Whatever things are right. Don't think that, you know, you can come up with the wrong stuff, but do the right thing, right? Do the right one. How about this one, ladies and gentlemen? Pure. Whatever things are pure. Whatever things are lovely. Admirable, whatever things of excellence and worthy of praise. And the word of God says, think on these things, ladies and gentlemen. So we just got to change that mindset. And it's not hard to do, but you do have to get rid of some other things in order to get into these mindsets, ladies and gentlemen. So whatever is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellence, and worthy of praise. And believe me, I know you noticed, Sister Jackie, when you get into that worthy of praise, man, by yourself with the Lord, game over right there, man. The Lord will bless your socks
game
off
over.
Right there. Yes, man.
Yes.
Game over. When you get in the presence of God and worship, ladies and gentlemen, you just thank him for everything. Believe me, he's going to bless you with all he wants to do for you and your family, and cover them on a regular basis. That is your family. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. I believe we got the advantage. We're going to go right to the lines, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go right down the list there. I'm going to mention your last four digits or your name if we already know you. As well, but last four digits or your name. I believe we got the Hembricks. The Hembricks are on. Good evening, Brother Hembrick. Sister Hembrick, bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I like that word tonight. You were speaking on speak the words. You know, the words come out of your mouth, they mean so much. You know, you have to be careful what you're speaking, because it'll come to pass. If you speak ill, it's going to come out ill. But if you speak positive, it's going to come out positive. So we got to be very careful of the words that we speak, and we always got to speak the word of God, because if we think that nobody hears us, we better believe that God do hear us. So we got to be very, very careful on what we say out of our mouth. Sometimes I say things out of my mouth, then I catch myself. I say, oh, I don't want to speak that. I want to speak things of God. You know, nobody's exempt from speaking those words, but you just got to be very careful in what you say, because those words, you know, they come out. Unfortunately, they do come out, but you got to take a good grip on yourself and get a hold on yourself. Remember who you are. You are a child of the Most High God, and you just can't come and speak to him any kind of way. You know, you can ask him for what you want, and he'll give it to you, but you can't. You cannot speak. He's not going to keep on allowing you to speak any kind of way to him, because he's not that kind of God, even though he's a loving and a caring God. But he's not that kind of God to let you keep on talking to him any kind of way and saying words out your mouth that's not supposed to, because the Bible talks about the tongue, how dangerous the tongue is. And the tongue can speak very evil. You know, because you just say things, you don't even realize you're saying them, but you say it. And then you think about it, after you done say it, you say, oh, Lord, have mercy. God, please forgive me for saying that. You know, and constantly, when you say things, you always got to remember, you got to repent. My God, you got to repent. You got to ask God to forgive you for what you done said and what you done done. But I like the message tonight. One of the songwriters was one of the songs that were played was talk about throw your weight around, and I like that too. You know, you gotta throw your weight around, not just to be a big time, be a bully, but throw your weight around because you know the Lord and you can speak God's word. Throw that around, let people know that you are a son or a daughter of God, that you can speak His word and speak words of truth. You know, tell people not what they want to hear. Tell them what the Lord tell you to tell them. You know, we can't keep on sugarcoating and all that kind of stuff. We can't keep doing that. Not this day and time. Is this day and time? Is this? I'm telling you personally, for me,
amen.
This year 2020, and it's just been a lesson for me. And then, you know, the last month of the year is coming upon us, and I just, you know, I just thank God. Well, you know, even going through what I've been going through, I have learned so much, and God you know, turned me around and showed me some things. You know, God have even given me a promotion, you know. So I'm just thanking God for what he's doing, you know. So I just ask that, you know, you guys continue to pray for myself and my wife. She's doing fine. She's, you know, this is her time of the evening. Sometimes she takes little naps during this time because of the medications that she takes. But you know, just continue to pray for us both, that God will continue to use us and that we will use our words wisely, because you never know who you're going to come in contact with, and your words could hurt another person. You know.
Yes.
You know. I was thinking. I wrote something on Facebook today, and I said, "It says God grant me the serenity." To change the things that I can't change, and the wisdom to change the things that I can't. You know, and we have to realize that. You know, some things you can't change, but if you ask God to give you the wisdom, he'll be able to fix it for you. He'll give you anything you want. He gives you heart desires. He gives you love. He gives you healing. He gives you deliverance. He gives you all your financial needs. All your debts to be paid. All your obligations will be done. You know, God is that kind of God. But I don't want to keep on talking, because I know other people are on the line and waiting to get on. But I want to thank you, Evangelist Mays, for coming in tonight, for Dr. Henderson. God bless you and your family, and I hope that you had a great Thanksgiving. I ask that you continue to pray for us. We thank you so much. Have a great day.
Amen. God bless you, Elder Henry, and your wife, and we pray and we keep you all lifted up in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for touching Sister Henry from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, we speak strength into her body right now in the name of Jesus. We speak a refreshment of over the hemorrhage in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you because we know that by your stripes they are healed in Jesus' name. Father, we speak healing up over them right now in every area of their life in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are increasing them even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your presence in their home. Hallelujah, that resonates, God, even greater and greater and greater in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because they are victorious in every area in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank you so much for your comments. It's always a pleasure to hear you and your wife on the line. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jackie Mays. Ladies and gentlemen, we're opening up the lines and we're going right down the list there. Evangelist today, in Jesus' name, amen. Our next caller, Evangelist, is 56. The last four digits is 5643. 5643, you're live on air with Evangelist. Bless you. Amen. Caller 5643, you're live on air if you'd like to come on. Amen. We just didn't want to miss you. Amen. God bless you.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. Well, so we have some folks listening, of course, tonight. Evangelist, back to you. We thank God for you. And we're excited about what God is doing tonight. Amen. Back to you, Evangelist. Thank you so much.
Amen. 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 Well, God bless everyone. We thank God for all our listeners and our viewers tonight that are going to be listening back on this broadcast. We thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. I am excited. I truly am. I am excited about this upcoming year of what God, I do believe God's getting ready to show himself so mighty and so great unto us, his people. I believe the body of Christ is coming together like never before. Amen. I think we're just about to see the glory of God in ways that we have not seen in a very long time, and I'm expecting it. And I'm excited to see what it is that God is getting ready to do in the earth to prove who he is and that all power is truly in his hands. Amen. So we thank God tonight for another yet broadcast on Straight to the Point. Amen. We do have our business spotlight segment that we're going to open up tonight. We're going to give you a moment to go ahead and get your business information together. We're going to open up the line for that tonight, knowing that we know that it is the holiday season, And we know people like to spend money. Amen. And that's what the business is for. We're trying to build those businesses and get that money and build the kingdom of God with that money. Amen, somebody. And so we're going to open up the lines here in just a moment to speak on the businesses that are on the line. If you have a business that you would like to shout out and share with our listeners on tonight, go ahead and get that information together. Meanwhile, while we're doing that, I just want to say I thank God for bringing us through a wonderful week of Thanksgiving. And I know many of you had a wonderful time with your families during Thanksgiving time, you know, even during this time that is going on. We want to just encourage you to be thankful for everything. Even though Thanksgiving Day is over, our gratitude and Thanksgiving is not over. We want to be thankful for everything, but the word of the Lord tells us in everything to give thanks. But this is the will of the Lord concerning us. So whatever is going on in your life, you know, it may be some things that maybe you don't like. Maybe they're not feeling comfortable all the time, and I get it. I understand. I've had a few bumps and storms in my life, you know, and so I know that sometimes, you know, I understand. I get it. But I want to encourage you tonight to be thankful, because you don't know how that one single thing could be working for your good. You may not see it now, but down the line you will look back and you will thank God for that very incident that maybe you despised at that moment. But it's that incident that God's going to use to bring about a testimony, to bring about somebody else's deliverance. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm a firm believer that our past is our testimony. Anything that you may walk through, any storm, anything that you may have to encounter that's not so good, you best believe God has a plan for it to use it. You know, even the things that the enemy mean for evil, God says, I already have a plan and a purpose. I'm going to use that for my glory. So I want to just encourage someone really quick there to, no matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening around you in your life that may not be so seductive to what you may want or desire at this moment, I want to encourage you to just be grateful and be thankful, because God knows what he's doing. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines now for our business spotlight. Amen. Since I'm already talking, I'll go first. I do have a jewelry business. I am an independent paparazzi consultant. I am the owner of Amazing Jewels. You can go directly to my website, and you can shop every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We have new products on there every single day. All of our jewelry is $5. It is nickel and lead free, and we have necklace sets with the complimentary earrings. We have bracelets. We have rings, earrings. We have men, women, children, lines of jewelry. Amen. And you can go to my website at www.amazingjewels.com. And that's spelled AmazingJewelz.com. You can also go to my Facebook page, Jackie Maize, Maize being spelled M-A-I-S-E. There you can click directly on the link, and it'll take you directly to my page, and you can shop, and it will be delivered directly to your home. And so you shop as much as you want. Come and visit anytime you want. Like I said, we have new things dropping every day. It's some great holiday gifts, inexpensive gifts, but they're beautiful items. Amen. And I have them myself. I wear them. That's all I wear, as a matter of fact. And so I want to encourage you to go on over to my page and shop. We also have an outreach ministry, Kingdom Outreach Ministry, where we kind of reach out to the community. We reach out to the less fortunate, the homeless, those that are in need. And we try to meet that need both spiritually and naturally. Education is to try to meet that need naturally, you know, because how many of you know if a person is hungry, they ain't looking for no prayer right then. They looking for some food. And so we want to meet those needs. And so we do that here in the community and different communities that we go in. We feed the hungry. We clothe the naked. We try to be there to give them what they need. We've just over the Thanksgiving holiday, we provided Thanksgiving blessing baskets for the seniors here in this community. And we delivered those to the community of the seniors. seeing that some of them wasn't able to get out and get some of the giveaways and things that were being distributed in the city. So we took it to them, and we were able to service the seniors in the senior buildings here in this community. So we thank God for that. But if you would like to be a part of that, and if you would like to donate to that, you can by Cash App. You can donate Cash App, $KingdomOutreachCNT. That's $KingdomOutreachCNT. Be sure you use that CNT. There's others out there as well. Or you can do that. You can send that directly to my personal account, and I'll be sure that it gets over to there. And that's $JackieMaise, JackieMaise. Amen. So we thank God for you, and thank you so much for supporting our businesses. So we're going to pass it on over to Dr. Kevin Bond.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist. This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, our business spotlight business segment there that Evangelist has opened up for us, and we're excited about you sharing your information today. Next, Evangelist is going to be the Hembricks. Brother Hembrick, you're up, brother. Bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord again for allowing me to be on this line tonight. Thank him. I want to say that we have a call-in book. It's called the Alpha and Omega Bets, ABC and call-in book. The book is $10 for each book. You can go on, Oh, by the way, I want to let you guys know that if you look on YouTube, we also have a little film there, a little video, so to speak, where you can see that you see little kids there, and they'll tell you about the story about the book, which is a very interesting, you know, segment there, a little video. So you can look on YouTube, look on, look up Lillian, Lady Hembrick at iCloud.net, and you can even go on her website, and you can look at it on YouTube from her website. From her email, I'm sorry, from her email. Also, you can Cash App her at Cash App, $Lillian Hembrick. You can Cash App her, and before, you know, Cash App her $10, whichever book you want. The books is only $10. It's very good. They are coloring books. There's an ABC. One is already color, and one is not color for the kids, even for the adults. Everybody likes the color, but the book is very educational. It talks about the Word of God. It goes from Abraham to Zion, and it tells you all about you know, the Word of God. And each alphabet has a scripture to it. Each alphabet has a scripture. For instance, A, it says, "Put on your whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." That's found in Ephesians 6:11, but we even give you a scripture to go along to back up, you know, what we are saying. So what the word is saying. So, you know, so God is good. So we are also encourage you to get that book. Christmas is coming up, and I know how things are a little tight now. You know, the pandemic is going on, and you know, people are, you know, really having a well, I ain't gonna say they're having a hard time. They're just having a time right now, but it's going to be all right because God is going to fix it. And I believe that my whole
Amen.
Heart and soul. We just come on in and get this book, and I guarantee you will enjoy having this book. And also, you can go to Zulon Press and get the audit from them, or even you can go to the Christian bookstores, any Christian bookstores, and they have them as well. So either way, you can even email Lady Hembrick at iCloud.com and mail her your address, and you can send her the money on Cash App, $LadyHembrick, $10 for each book, and we can send you the book, or you can go and order your book on the line. Either way, which is convenient for you, we just encourage you to get the book because it's exciting. You will enjoy it. Your family, it's a family book. It's for your mother, father, brother, sister, you know, your kids, your grandparents. you know, everybody would sit down and enjoy the book, get away from the TV and, you know, read the Word of God. So I thank you so much for letting me share. God bless you. Have a smile upon you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Hembert. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jackie Mays. We are on our business spotlight, and thank you so much, Evangelist, for us to be able to share our networks today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, real quickly, go to MLT Networks. Go to mltnetworks.net. That's mltnetworks.net. And I'll get you to the website, ladies and gentlemen. Just give you a quick rundown on our network. We have internet radio and internet streaming services. Ladies and gentlemen, we can help you on your services, if you will, or on your network, or on your business, on your spotlights as well for your business. We do programming services. We have training for you as well in this area. So anything we can help you out in that area is called MLT Media. We just upgraded that area to the media side because we've added the streaming. So we'll be glad to help you on anything that you need there. Also, too, we have the business consulting, ladies and gentlemen, business planning, business network skills, business motivation. We can help you in your small to medium-sized business as well, getting it started, getting it set up as well. Also, too, Evangelist, we got our wellness side. We want you all to be strong in your body and your mind, ladies and gentlemen. Got the health and wellness network as well. We have products there. We got consulting. We got tips. We got experts that we tie in that give you that professional area, ladies and gentlemen, that can help you grow as well. Also, too, financial strategy, ladies and gentlemen, we want to encourage you to get that money right. Evangelist, get you all's money right. Get that money right. Start saving some money. We want to encourage people to start purchasing some gold, some silver as they can. We help you and give you some tips in that area and, of course, your savings side as well. Also, too, Evangelist, we help in the technology side as well. If you get starting a business and don't need to know how to set up your studio or your office with the technology, we can help you there. And the goal there is to give you some good savings, save you a lot of money. Hopefully not make too many mistakes, you know, where you got to take stuff back. This ain't the right thing. We try to minimize all of that so you don't have to take nothing back because you got the right stuff because of what we shared with you. So we're excited about that. So that's the technology side, ladies and gentlemen. We can help you in that area. And that goes pretty much from A to Z. And if I don't know, I'll find out for you. That's for sure. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got the empowerment series as well, where we help our young people as well, our young women and young men, where we help mentor them to their greatness as well. So we thank God for you. Hey, just go to mltnetworks.net to contact me, mltnetworks.net, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Back to you. Thank you.
Amen. Wow. What businesses, what businesses. These are kingdom businesses, kingdom ideas that God has given his people for us to be creative here in the earth, and to, this is why he brought us here to the earth. I also, you know, Dr. Henderson's not on tonight, but I also want to take the opportunity to shout out her business as well. You can go to www.dayyl.com. Dayyl is spelled DEWAELLE. And there you will find total skin and body care. You'll find accessories. You'll find apparel. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe she has a Cyber Monday sale going on today. So you really don't want to miss it today. You want to get over there and see whatever it is that she has. You know, she has perfumes and scents and candles and apparel, T-shirts, caps, some of everything, body cream, face cream. Just go over there and visit. She's got tons of stuff, masks, face masks, everything. So go on over to www.dayyl, that's DEWAELLE.com. Be sure you visit her site as well. Amen. We thank God for all of the business that was shout out on tonight. And also there's usually a relationship sex segment where we deal with the relationship portion. We're going to omit that on tonight. But there is a time where we do open up for that. So if you have questions on relationship or any questions, you know, you can always send that in via text, email, however you communicate your information, and we can address that. Amen. So we thank God for another segment of Straight to the Point. We bless God for each and every one of you that have joined in tonight to join and listen. And for those of you that have called back, we bless God for you. And we want to wish you a happy holiday during this season and just encourage you to be sure that you watch that speech. Watch what you're saying. Watch what you're speaking. Think about what you're thinking about, you know, so that you'll say the right things. And it takes practice, because the Bible said we have to renew our mind in the Word. So it takes practice, but I want to just remind you that our words create. Our words create, and we can have what we want or we can have what we don't want by what we say and what we're thinking. So just be aware of what you're saying, what you're thinking. And so we bless God, and we want to thank God for the visionary, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, tonight, for giving us the opportunity to come on in air, on the air tonight, to minister the word of God. We thank God for Dr. Vaughn, who's always on point, taking care of us with everything that we need on the technology side. Thank God for you. We thank God most of all for God and our viewers and our listeners. We bless God for you on tonight. And we're going to let you go, but before we do, we want to tell you, as Dr. Henderson always says, to love and to love hard, and forgive quickly. Amen. So God bless you. You have a great evening, and I pray God gives you good rest and good peace tonight in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen, Evangelist. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Also, too, Evangelist, wanted to mention to the folks around the globe there that we're in this COVID time. Y'all wash them hands. Come on now, y'all. Wash them hands. Y'all wear that mask. Y'all do that social distancing, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all use wisdom, okay? Now, this is coming from the experts. Now, I'm not an expert in that area, but I do trust the experts in our nation and in the, and around the globe, ladies and gentlemen. So we got to use wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, in that area. Now, of course, you still, as you know, Evangelists, people are still grown, right? You can do whatever you want. So I'm just encouraging y'all to wear that mask,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen. Wash them hands and keep doing that social distancing and stay away from folks as much as you can, okay, for right now, because of what the experts are saying, ladies and gentlemen. We got to use wisdom. There's people, as you know, Evangelists, people in the hospital right now, and they're even talking about the numbers going up. So this is very, very serious. God uses, gives us wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, and he puts wisdom in people that help us keep us safe as well. Amen. So I just wanted to mention that as well. I know we all know about that, but I wanted to mention that. And some who get a little lax in that area, y'all wear that mask. Amen, in Jesus' name. God bless you. All right, Evangelist, thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. God is so good. We love you. We love the Lord. We love you, your family. And we thank Dr. Henderson for this time as well. Amen. God bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to leave you with one of the songs Evangelist chose for tonight. William Murphy, your love. God bless you. Take care. This has been Straight to the Point.
Say that again. Totally free from. I have been touched, changed, healed. Totally free from sin. Every go grow. Now I can live again. Y'all say it. I have been touched, changed, healed. you want to say it. Come on. Every shackle.
Said
he broke every chain. Now I can live. Now I can live. I've been restored.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been another Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jackie Mays, ladies and gentlemen, in the stead of Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We thank God for both of them tonight and their families. God bless you. Take care. See ya. Bye-bye.